I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. An international team of researchers has found a genetic and biological explanation for one of the most common heart defects in the human population. To talk about this mitral valve prolapse research is Dr. Russell Norris, assistant professor in the Department of Regenerative Medicine and Cell Biology at MUSC. Dr. Norris, you are one of the scientists involved in this international research. Can you tell us first a bit about mitral valve prolapse? What is that?
Sure. Mitral valve prolapse affects roughly 1 in 40 people in the world. And it's a defect of one set of valves that are located on the left side of the heart. And in the condition, the valves don't close normally. And the consequence of this is that blood, which normally should go in one direction, now goes in the opposite direction it should flow.
And Dr. Norris, how severe is mitral valve prolapse?
About 50% of patients have clinically benign mitral valve prolapse, which means they'll never have symptoms. They won't need to have any sort of clinical intervention. The other 50% will need clinical intervention at some point. And out of that, about 10% of those patients will be in the severe cases of mitral valve prolapse. And those are the ones that are going to be in need of surgical repair or replacement.
And tell us about the research and specifically what your group here at MUSC did on this mitral valve prolapse research.
We joined forces with geneticists and clinicians throughout the world and were able to uncover a genetic cause of the disease. And this was published in our two recent papers in Nature and in Nature Genetics. And this really allows us to establish the etiology or the root cause of the disease in many of these affected individuals. And that will allow us to develop targeted remedial therapies to treat the disease. And this has the ability to really affect anywhere between 3 and 7 million people in the U.S. alone.
By the way, do we know, is this defect present at birth or does it develop later in life?
One of the main things that came out of these studies was that there's an error that happens during development of the heart, and this is before you're born. So these developmental errors that takes time to actually present as a clinical important situation.
And what's your guess about some of the steps that might happen or what might be built upon this research?
We're actually at a point now where we're understanding what the genes do and what they're doing wrong during development. And that's allowed us to identify certain pathways and certain ways that we can intervene with pharmacological drugs. So these patients would never have to undergo valve replacement or repair, which is a common treatment.
And more research planned?
Yeah, so we have ongoing research in my lab as well as my collaborators' lab are really doing preclinical studies. Based on the genetic findings, we've identified pathways that these genes act in. And we're able to now perform these preclinical trials in animal models by targeting the pathways that are perturbed. And this is really the first step along a long path to getting trials tested in humans. I think it's also important to state that we're now the only people in the world, our group as well as my collaborators at Boston, that actually have these models to test these new therapies. And so it's a really important first step.
Dr. Norris, thank you so much for providing this update about mitral valve prolapse research.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.